What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning. It's that time for us to take a look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, reiterated that the mandatory use of the mask to prevent the spread of COVID-19 will only apply in medical facilities, public transport, and for those who handle food. The clarification of the head of health is after the report to the nation in the National Assembly by President Laurentino Cortizo when he said that as of next Monday, the 11th of July, the use of masks will not be mandatory in open and closed spaces. In health facilities, public transport and food handlers, the use of the mask is permanently mandatory, Sucre explained to the media on Monday. In offices, both public and private, it will already be by recommendation follow-up, he pointed out. The provision was already made officially this Monday, the 4th of July, in the Official Gazette, in Executive Decree 101 of the 1st of July of this year. When asked about the case of schools and other closed places where there are crowds, Sucre explained that everyone who has problems with the immune system or suffers from a chronic disease are recommended to wear a mask. The same suggestion is made for people of 55 years and older. Sucre stressed that in the rest of the closed spaces it is recommended to increase ventilation and added that the mask should also be used in nursing homes. Each school will be able to make the decision on how mandatory it will make the use of masks for their children. The more agglomeration and less distancing our recommendations become stronger. We recommend that children wear their masks if biosafety standards cannot be met. On the other hand, the head of the health reiterated that at any time the entry into the country of the BA4 or BA5 variants of Omicron can be confirmed, which are transmitted faster, and that is why it was important to continue maintaining biosecurity measures. The National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, made official this Monday, the 4th of July, the transfer of the Digital Information System for Vaccines Against COVID-19 to the Ministry of Health. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, stated that the National Department of Informatics and Innovation will be responsible for managing the technological platform on vaccine against the virus. Sucre stressed that the teams of both entities have been working for weeks and that the AIG will also be following up on this transfer to ensure that the platform functions normally. Now all the data will be administered and managed by the Ministry of Health, allowing them to provide support, follow-up, so that it can continue to evolve, explained the administrator of the AIG, Luis Oliva. Mechanisms that were established on this platform to schedule appointments for the vaccination process that began in early January of 2021, and also to record dose data. The coordinator of plans and programs of the Information Sciences Directorate of the AIG, Gina Villafrañe, explained that the PanaVac 19 information system is made up of three modules. One is the vaccine registry, through which the identity card is scanned and the batch of the vaccine that each person receives is noted. It is also made up of the logistical traceability module that allows the management and traceability of all batches of vaccines from the moment they arrive in the country until they are applied. In addition, the citizen procedures module, which immediately provides information on immunization against the new coronavirus, the possibility of downloading secure mobility QR codes and vaccination certificates for international mobility. The third liquidator judge of criminal cases, Maloisa Martinez, resumed on Monday morning the preliminary hearing of the people investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering through the company New Business, which managed the acquisition of the group Editora Panama America, known as EPASA. In this resumption, the public ministry concluded that its allegations and later began the interventions of the private technical defense and the public defense. Prosecutor Elmodo Martinez also said that a call to trial was requested for 16 people and a dismissal for 10. The public ministry has presented the elements of conviction based on the banking information that rests in the investigation, in the same way that the certifications of the issuance of checks and the corresponding audit report, it was mentioned. Now, it must be remembered that this hearing began back in January the 27th. The act takes place in the courtroom of the Superior Liquidation Court, located in Nikhil Pons Palace of Justice. In the course of the day, on Monday, support is expected from the private technical defence. The investigation of this case began back in 2017, when the public ministry revealed that the purchase of IPASA was managed through a basket company called New Business, and that the money contribution came from contracts awarded to various companies for the execution of infrastructure works. In the investigation, bank information and international assistance were obtained. The third electoral administrative judge, Maribeth Alvarez, alleges that there is no judicial pronouncement that makes it impossible for former President Ricardo Martinelli to be prosecuted for reasons other than the one that was subject to his extradition from the United States. That is, the content of the ruling issued on the 28th of June, by which Alvarez ordered to lift the electoral criminal jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli. Alvarez's ruling is explicit in detailing the grounds for which, in her opinion, the principle of speciality, which according to Martinelli's defence protects him against any criminal case, has already lost its effect. Alvarez's decision responds to a request from the third criminal judge, Luisa Martinez, in the Odebrecht case. One of the points that Alvarez presents is the fact that in the case known as New Business, the third criminal court liquidator resolved on the 9th of March of 2021 an incident of nullity proposed by Luis Eduardo Camacho Gonzalez from the team of lawyers of Martinelli, in which allusion is made to the principle of speciality. On that occasion, the court ruled that the principle of speciality is no longer applicable to the former president, and at Article 548 of the Procedural Code, number 2, states that if the extradited person has managed to leave the national territory after his freedom and voluntarily return to Panamanian territory after leaving it, he would lose the protection of the speciality principle. The details of Martinelli's migratory movements reveals that he left the country on October the 12th in 2019 for the Dominican Republic and on February the 17th of 2020 for Mexico, highlighting that in both departures his return to the country was voluntary, and this action implies a resignation of the principle of speciality and his intention to submit to Panamanian justice. In addition to reinforce this argument, Judge Alvarez states that this decision of the First Criminal Court was appealed to the Second Court of Justice, which through a ruling of the 19th of July of 2021 confirmed that decision. In that ruling, the magistrates of the Second Court ruled that since August the 26th of 2019, Martinelli has had the opportunity to return to the country from which he was extradited. Since that date, the precautionary measure preventing him from leaving the country was lifted, so therefore can be investigated or charged. It also refers to the ruling of the 28th of April of 2022 of the Supreme Court of Justice that resolved an appeal against the protection of constitutional guarantees presented by the former president's lawyers against the decision of the third liquidator court, in which it was determined that there was no violation of the fundamental guarantees by the court. The appeal filed by Martinelli's lawyers only reveals their disagreement with the decisions adopted in this case. In addition, it warns that the criminal electoral jurisdiction is conceived as a protection and guarantee for the exercise of political rights that pertain to the qualified candidate to prevent his candidacy from being undermined due to the existence of a judicial process, but that there is no evidence that Martinelli maintained the intention of appearing as a candidate in the internal elections of his party, Realizing Goals. Last Friday, the defense of former President Ricardo Martinelli filed an appeal against Judge Alvarez's decision, so now the decision will remain in the hands of the magistrates of the Electoral Court. Well, already, in a ruling on the 22nd of March, the Tribunal Electoral Magistrates Alfredo Juncker and Heriberto Arruz, with the recuse of Eduardo Valdez, decided to revoke a decision of the Second Administrative Electoral Court under the responsibility of Edmara Hein, who had ordered to lift the criminal electoral jurisdiction for Martinelli in the New Business case. Well, on that occasion, The Tribunal Electoral Magistrates argued that Martinelli was protected by the principle of speciality and that Hine did not explain in detail the reasons for rejecting the evidence provided. The Administrator of the Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, Luis Oliva, announced that the MedicSol program, the Solidarity Medicines, will also include patients who are not affiliated with the Social Security Fund, the CSS, and who are treated in the units of the Ministry of Health. Oliva explained that this would be developed in a second phase of the MedicSol pilot plan, which was launched last week by the government. With this alternative, which is in its initial and evaluation stage, CSS patients who cannot find their medications in the entity's pharmacies will be able to purchase them free of charge at affiliated stores. In the next phase, which we are going to work on, they are patients who are treated at the Ministry of Health, who are not insured, who will also be able to access their files and their electronic prescriptions through the Digital Panama portal, and the patients of the Social Security Fund, who are treated in facilities of the Ministry of Health, will also be able to receive the MedicSol benefit, Oliva said. It is important to highlight that the date on which this second phase of the plan could begin, which will include uninsured people, has not yet been defined. The 33% rise in the price of a barrel of crude oil in the first half of the year, the logistical problems in China and the United States, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine shot up the production costs of the Panamanian industrial sector by up to 20%. Luis Frauca, president of the Union of Industrialists of Panama, the SIP, pointed out that this sector is facing shortages of many supplies and raw materials, as well as rising prices for others due to the war in Ukraine. To level the balance, businessmen asked the government to set a ceiling on the freight price that is used in the formula to calculate the import tax. Now, although more than a month has passed since the suggestion was presented, backed by 8 unions, the SIP president indicates that they have not received any feedback from the authorities. The transfer of tax of movable goods and services to imports is calculated using the value of the product, insurance and freight. The president of the SIP indicates that the proposal does not represent a fiscal sacrifice to the state because the current prices are the product of a situation and are not part of the tax collection projections. The petition asks to use as a base the freight applied in 2019 that did not exceed $3,000, or between 2021 and the first half of 2022, the cost of freight tripled compared to 2019, reaching $15,000 on the routes with the highest demand from China. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.